This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Happy Monday. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Ding. Now, just for the record, friends, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, if you want to go ahead and see who it is that we are, what it is that we have done, go for it, folks. We're bearing fruit, and that's all we can bring you is the fruit in the basket. Go ahead and check out Matthew 7:16 against that last statement. You will understand completely. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also jump over onto SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 13 to 15 articles combating the lies to the mainstream media 24/7. And oh, friends, just wait. Just wait for today. We're going to be talking in part with Catherine Austin Fitz. She's a former head of HUD, and some of the information that she's given the American people concerning the download is, you can't pay for this. This is incredible stuff, and it lines up with Scripture, unbeknownst to her, I'm sure, but it's very telling, and it's encouraging. It's not discouraging, okay? If people are willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith, you know what? It's always encouraging, because we can do all that we can do and then leave the results up to God, where He does the rest. But we're going to be talking about her in just a couple moments. I'm going to play some audio from her as well. We're also going to be covering that of coming for your children, usurping parental rights. This was just in the Washington Times over the last weekend, friends. And of course, you have to understand that when you pretend along with these people that have a pretended authority, you're only encouraging them to do the more and assault the people continuously. And that's exactly what's happening. They've seen how easily the people have been in this country. They've been rolling over in the face of this obvious tyranny, but they're going to just now they're going to go for your kids because you've given them permission to go that far in the first place. I'll be talking about that in just a couple of minutes too. By the way, I'm not the one that said it. They said it. Okay. I get emails from people all the time, making accusations, saying I said things that I have not said. Keep in mind, going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's 13 to 15 to 20 to 25 to 30 different contributors over on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. So know who you are talking to when you go ahead and shoot the messenger, and shame on you if that's the case, especially if they're right. Because here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we're not giving you our opinion. We're holding to the Word of God, and we're holding to the U.S. Constitution. And bringing about the resolve, that's up to the people, because they are the strength of the Constitution. And who said that? Thomas Edison said that. So check out Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to the right side of the page. Go ahead and click onto the platform in which we're on now. And go ahead and join us on Top Chat, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, when you're on that page, subscribe. You'll always know where we're at. I get these emails all the time. Where are you guys at? Where's your websites? What's your URL? How do I get your information? I say it over and over and over again, friends. With all due respect to our time that we have allotted on this show, we need to make the most of it. So listen up, please. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. We have all of our social media platforms right there. And you can always go back back to that platform to find us wherever it may be or we may be. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com, you can go on the front page, click on to the top left. There we are. And you can go ahead and join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, also do me a favor. I love when you make it your radio show, and you've been doing that quite a bit lately, but don't wait until the last segment, because that's usually when I want to fire away my main topic. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period, said the 7th President of the United States of America, who got miraculously saved, just like the rest of us. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying, friends? Bring it down, Brother Dean. We're kicking the hell out by the power of the Holy Ghost and getting heaven in. Amen. Now, I got some strange information here for you, but it's true information. Michael Snyder, contributor for SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I believe Michael is an attorney. And he brings to the table on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, have you noticed, have you noticed that quite a few prominent Republicans have been dropping dead lately? I mean, this guy always picks up what others leave off. He's very intuitive. Over the past week, 5 Republican lawmakers have suddenly died. You can't make this up. On January 1st, the death of Virginia Senator, State Senator Ben Chapin Jr. made headlines all over the country. Accordingly, he contracted COVID-19, right? According to the mainstream media. Notice how they're always contributing death to COVID-19. Keep in mind that's all bought and paid for, as we've shared with you on this radio program over and over and over again, from doctors that are calling it for what it is. But Ben Chapin Jr., senator from Virginia, he died of COVID-19, according to the mainstream media. Okay. He died on January 1st, 2021 from complications. On January 2nd, Pennsylvania House Republican Caucus Chairman Mike Reese suddenly died from an apparent brain aneurysm. Wow, I mean, this is a little strange at this point, right? Well, let's keep going on. We go on to a former state representative in Connecticut, suddenly passed away. Dick Foley, a former state representative from Oxford who served as chairman of the Connecticut Republican Party and was an advisor to several governors and would-be governors, died Saturday at his home. He was 71 years old, forgive me. And the report states within the family, it stunned his friends and colleagues in state politics because he was in good health. Little strange. That makes 3 deaths in just 2 days to start off 2021. Of course, there were some very noteworthy deaths at the end of 2020 as well. On December 29th, Congressman-elect Luke Letlow of Louisiana died as a result of complications. Listen carefully, friends. How convenient. From COVID-19. Folks, a narrative they cannot prove. Okay? Letlow was a strong supporter of Donald Trump and even appeared with him in a campaign video. On December 28th, a former state senator in Mississippi named Nolan Medetal died. Guess what, friends? Guess what he died from, friends? Just take a wild guess. Guess how they reported it. Complications due to COVID-19. Baloney. Folks, getting a little weird? Yep, people are dying off and they're manufacturing these deaths. Certificates, aren't they? Yep, equating it to a narrative they cannot prove. Oh, just wait, friends. This is just the tip of the iceberg today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I was just talking about over the last week here in the United States of America, over five Republican lawmakers have suddenly died. Okay? Lawmakers have suddenly died. By the way, I want people to understand, once again, Republican, Democrat, 98 other party affiliates, all unconstitutional. Okay, Article 4, Section 4, we're a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, not by party affiliation. So let's read that, okay? And then it talks about the five Republican lawmakers. Law can be created as long as it's congruent with the U.S. Constitution. Read Article 6, Section 2. It's the Supremacy Clause found in the U.S. Constitution. We're based on the Mosaic Institution. So any law that's enacted must be congruent with the law of God, because if it is not, it's null and void. Just want to make sure, okay? By the grace of God, we're straightening everybody's thinking out as to how they're being duped by this narrative between the left and the right, which is being thrown on us 24/7. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I just had one of our friends talk about how a guy was actually attacked by a shark in Australia, Wes, on Top Chat, and he said it was equated to COVID-19 death. You know, and I know that he's being funny, but the fact of the matter is, Wes, there's going to be some people out there that are going to actually believe that drink the whole cup from the top to the very bottom of the Kool-Aid that's being served up from the mainstream media, no doubt. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about coming for your children, usurping parental rights. This was all reported over the weekend, how they're trying to pass bills, friends, against the American parents and usurping their rights. Now, I want to make clear that you understand that your rights don't come from the state. your rights come from God. But when you hear parental rights, you're hearing basically within your mindset, most people are thinking within themselves that those are the rights that have been allotted by our state representatives. You have it completely upside down, and you probably have an evolutionary view of government. Again, keep in mind, John F. Kennedy said back in the 60s, think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state. They come from the hand of God. And those said representatives, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. In other words, they work for us. We do not work for them, just so you know. Yes, the media is the virus, Tina. No question about it. People need to shut the TV off because they are propagandists. They're getting paid to sell out the people that they're supposed to actually play the journalists for. And it's interesting how they're scrutinizing the people rather than the governments. Isn't that funny how that's working? But again, it's judgment turned backwards. Put that up against Isaiah 59. Again, you will understand. Now, let me get over to Catherine Austin Fitz. She is a former HUD overseer, okay? She said that COVID is the implementation of transhumanism via the greatest reset and mind control. Now, that sounds a little weird at times, but folks, it's very clear. And it's very sound as to what she's sharing with us. During her talk, I'm just going to highlight some of the things that she said because it's a 45-minute piece, but I'm just going to play a couple minutes of it for you. But she talked about how billionaires on a global basis since this pandemic, she keeps calling it, friends, the magical virus, and how it works for billionaires. Do you know that they've increased their wealth 27% since this pandemic? Did you hear what I said, friends? I'm talking to you, America. I'm talking to you, 53 countries that are listening to us outside of the United States of America. Billionaires on a global basis since this pandemic, okay, has been being played out by the propagandists and all the fools that are going along with it. They have increased their wealth 27%. Billionaires have on a global basis. Why? Because the little businesses are under attack, friends. And if you can shut down the little businesses, guess what? The big businesses are open. Guess who opens these big businesses, and guess who owns these big businesses? The billionaires. So you're being corralled into going into their place, their corporations, and buying their stuff from them rather than from the little guy. Do you see how this works? Okay. Little common sense comes into play as to how this thing's being played out. Okay. It's interesting to note, friends, that 34, let's go back just a little bit, and it came out pretty close at the same time simultaneously concerning the riots because of Mr. Floyd here in the state of Minnesota in Minneapolis, and she noticed that when these riots took place on a basis throughout the United States of America, she noticed that 34 of the 37 places that there were riots were basically where they had Federal Reserve, they had banks in poorer sections of these communities. And what she highlighted was the fact that this is the oldest trick in the book. She said what you do is you basically locate where you're going to have these riots, or not letting a good crisis go to waste. But this one just happened to be right on par for what they needed, namely in Minneapolis, because this is where it started, in South Minneapolis. And by the way, it is a poorer neighborhood. Now just think about this. So the riots are going on. These small businesses are being destroyed. All of a sudden, COVID comes out and it begins to shut down these little businesses. During the riots, the businesses and their buildings were destroyed. We all know that insurance doesn't pay for all the damage. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to scramble to keep their businesses open so they can pay off their incurred debt. Then it comes to the point where they're just trying to feed their families because now they have everything taken away from them by the looters. And it's interesting during this magical time of COVID-19 how you were told not to go to church, but it was okay for you to go out and loot and to burn down buildings and to kill, said your state representatives. Okay, those that you have been desensitized into believing are your state representatives, which they are in fact not. They are working for special interest groups, and they are at war with you, America. There's no question about it. Put that up against Luke 22:48. Now, what happens is the billionaires come in. She said this was the oldest trick in the book. She said what they do is they come in, they allow these riots to go on, because the more that's destroyed, the more they're going to be able to pick it up after all these small businesses file for bankruptcy. And guess who gets them for the rock bottom price concerning these these properties in these areas that they target, little by little, they're gobbling up these businesses and territories, friends, and these properties and these lands, and the American people still haven't come to the realization as to how they're being played by these big corporations. When you hear your said representatives talking about how you should go out there and help support these people that are looting and rioting and killing, you should know right then and there there's something wrong, right? The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus didn't do that. He came into the world that we might have life and have more life more abundantly. And the fact of the matter is, again, 2 + 2 = 4, and common sense does come into play here. She also talked about how 43% since this magical virus has been on the scene over the last ten months now, she said that 43% of all Republicans have agreed with Bill Gates now to basically give the green light to chipping people. And she equated this to Revelation 13:17. She said this is found in the Bible. She's exactly right. 43% of those that you call the good guys in government, okay, again, you've been lied to, but 43% of those that call themselves Republicans have already agreed to the likes of a Bill Gates to chip the people. That's just in the United States of America. Okay, again, that's just in the United States of America. Now, I also want to highlight something that you need to hear because over and over and over again, friends, I have highlighted this since the beginning of this pandemic. I shared with the people that I had a dream, but I want you to listen to this first and foremost, and I want to share the dream with it. And I'm not lining it up to the dream. I told you the dream a long time ago. 10 months later, someone else is talking about exactly what was in line, and you can go ahead and say and do what you will, but the Holy Ghost is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8. And the bottom line is He is still at work in the gifts of and operations of the prophetic, the gift of faith, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, healings, tongues, interpretation of tongues. It's all found in 1 Corinthians 12, starting in verse 28. It's all there. The fact of the matter is, the Lord has been faithful to show us every step of the way as to what's coming up. And this is a word of encouragement. This is not a word of discouragement, okay? Because what she's doing is highlighting, and I'm talking again of Catherine Austin Fitz, she's highlighting what the globalists in fact are doing, and she's breaking it down in levels so you can clearly see this as to what's taking place. And the guy that's doing this documentary, this interview basically says, you know, does this mean it's all over for us? Well, it's pretty interesting as to what her response was. And I'm going to let her tell you what that response is. I want to tell you what my dream was. I woke up first morning. I looked at my wife. I said, I had a dream. She goes, okay, what this time? Because I always have dreams of tornadoes. And the Bible says in Nahum 1 that inside of the tornado, the Lord will have His way in the whirlwind. Okay? So what I seen in my dream, just sharing with you, okay? Take it or leave it. It doesn't matter. I know you can hang on to it. You can bank on it, friends. The fact of the matter is this is what's coming if the people don't stand up. I woke up and I remember during the dream, I seen a wave that was coming up on the shore. And it was a little wave. And I didn't quite understand what the dream was all about. And then all of a sudden, I just looked out a little bit past the first wave and I could see a second wave. And that second wave was coming in, and it was a little bit bigger than the first wave. And I knew right there that the first wave was the pandemic. The second wave was the people need to respond to this because they've got enough information to put a stop to it now. But I also know that it's safe to say that if the people don't respond during the second wave, the third one coming in, it's not a wave, it's not a tornado, it's a tsunami. And you know what tsunamis do. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has reversed a decision to bring the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier home from the Gulf, with the Pentagon saying that due to recent threats by Iran, the Armada will stay in position. Officials have launched a federal probe into the rise of robberies at gunpoint targeting U.S. postal workers in New Mexico. A growing number of incidents are being seen in the city of Albuquerque, with 8 cases since mid-October. Postal inspectors are offering rewards up to $50,000 for arrests. The public has been asked to keep an eye out and call 911 if they see anything. A pastor was killed and 2 other people were injured in a shooting at a Winona, Texas church Sunday after the pastor confronted a man who had been hiding from police in the church overnight. After a manhunt, a suspect was arrested in Harrison County. WFAA is reporting the pastor killed was 62-year-old Mark McWilliams. Tanya Roberts, the one-time Bond girl, Charlie's Angel, and That 70s Show actress, has died. She was 65. USA Radio News. The world has lost another musician. USA Radio News Dan Araki reports.
When you are... Jerry Marsden, lead singer of Jerry and the Pacemakers, has died after a short illness. The group he led helped define the Merseybeat sound in the 1960s, the same musical scene that produced the Beatles. They hit number one in the UK in 1963 with their first 3 singles, How Do You Do It, I Like It, and their most memorable song, You'll Never Walk Alone. That track has been adopted as a theme song for English soccer club Liverpool. Marsden was 78. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
President Trump is expected to give Representatives Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan the Presidential Medal of Freedom. On Monday, Nunes of California is expected to get the award. Jim Jordan is expected to receive his medal next week. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want to do is I want to get back to this individual. Again, her name is Catherine Austin Fitz. She's former head of HUD, and she is literally breaking down. Folks, I watched the interview. I listened to it, and it's sound information. And then she just said something out of nowhere. When the guy that was doing the documentary, the interviewer, asked her the question. So, in other words, you know, in essence, he's saying, so I'm not giving you a quote, but this is what he was saying. So are we doomed? And she said, not at all. She said, the door's been open, but making people aware of what's going on and them standing up and responding to what's going on is going to shut the doors. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully again. She's highlighting in basically in stages, friends, in tears as to how they are operating, because they're operating on so many different fronts, and that's how you confuse the people. Put that up against Daniel 9-7, check it out when you get a moment. And she really breaks it down so you can clearly understand as to what's going on. So this is in part, this is just probably about a minute and a half of this interview with Catherine Austin Fitz, former head of HUD, breaking down what's taking place on a global scale today. Listen to this.
I need to run the smart grid into your neighborhood, and then I need to run the smart grid into your body. The question is, how am I going to build it out in your neighborhood and build it out in your body without you seeing the trap? Right? So that's why you try and keep these different lines separate. So if you listen to the Central Bankers, they try as hard as they can to stay away from these conversations. So it was interesting. I was watching an IMF presentation on cross-border payments, and the Federal Reserve Chairman, the head of the IMF, mentioned the digital global ID system. And you would have the Federal Chairman, the Federal Reserve Chairman, almost blanched, and you could energetically feel him moving like a galaxy away. Like, no, 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 because... You know, they're more, they're 325 million Americans, and they're more than 325 million guns. And he doesn't want everybody to see this until the trap is thrown. It's too late.
Have we been put in a trap this year?
Yes. Right, but the door hasn't shut.
The door hasn't shut.
So that's why the reason we're talking is because transparency can blow the game.
That's right.
It's interesting because in the beginning of the year when I wrote the article Injection Fraud and said Bill Gates is trying to download an operating system in your body just the way you download it in your mind and use viruses as an excuse to have to update it, you know, to make it work for his back door every day. 3 months later, and then Corbett did a great series on Gates, and several people came out and sort of reaffirmed this. And it was in the fall. Yahoo Finance did a poll, published a poll, saying that 44% of Republicans thought Bill Gates wanted to chip them. And I said, okay, we're making progress. So, you know, and that's exactly when Gates sort of disappeared and they brought out Operation Warp Speed because they needed, and interestingly enough, the person they chose to run Operation Warp Speed was an expert on injectable brain-machine interface.
You know what's interesting, folks? I'm just thinking about this now. You know, I remember during, well, ever since I've been in the ministry, which has been 23 years, I've been paying attention to a lot of things that I didn't really care about before I got saved, John 3:3. And it's interesting to note how many times these same people have been called out for their crimes, even against humanity. She was just talking about Bill Gates. I was thinking about Bill Clinton. I mean, they have documentaries with the smoking gun in that criminal's hand and his wife's hand for treason against America. This is 23 years ago, right? And I remember the crimes of Bill Clinton. And then all of a sudden, here comes George W. Bush and his little shenanigans and emulating Adolf Hitler. You know, Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag, and then he overthrew his constitutional government in Germany, and it took them 6 years to do that. They had something called Fatherland Security, and we have something called Homeland Security, and the list goes on, and the parallels are just so precise that they're scary. And yet the people see what the George Bushes of the world. As a matter of fact, I can even take you to this, just a note. George Bush, you know, attacking Iraq and then convincing the ignorant American people, especially today's conservatives, that there was weapons of mass destruction. So what do? We go over and we attack an innocent nation and kill off millions of innocent people over in Iraq. And then we hear from General Wesley Clark that we'd have never been there if they hadn't had natural resources for us to steal. And then we find out, you know, the Vice President, Cheney, that criminal, was over there. He's a war criminal is what he is, and so is Rumsfeld, and so is Bush. And it was interesting to note that he made $34 billion off of the Iraqi war and a lot of blood concerning your sons and your daughters. But worry not, Henry Kissinger still next to Donald Trump today saying that, you know, military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. But just ignore the fact that he said that. But going back to the Iraqi war, you know, then George Bush is asked after $34 billion is made into the likes of Cheney's little war at the expense of your children's blood. Just go to Arlington Cemetery. You'll understand what I'm talking about. And before you know it, friends, George W. Bush acknowledges the fact that there was never any WMDs with a smile on his face. Not one time, but three times. And the American people just justify him because what they're trying to do is justify their ignorance. And that's not going to fly in the face of a just and a holy God. That nation will be judged, and you can rest assured it will, and it's going to get more severe. Now, what's also interesting to note is we can watch Barack Obama violate the Constitution, give the American people the finger over 1,160 times. The number fluctuates, by the way, as they're being exposed on a daily basis. But he had the smoking gun in his hand how many times out of that 1,160 times? And the American people seen it, and they did nothing. And they did nothing. It's the same thing happening here with this whole pandemic. You know what they rest on? You know what these globalist friends, as you call them, you know what they rest on? They rest assured that the American people are just going to give it a pass. Because they believe, like the rest of those that call themselves Christians that have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, that there's nothing that they can do about it. And the fact of the matter is, the faith of Jesus Christ teaches us just the exact opposite. Keep in mind, we're called to be overcomers of this world. We're seated in heavenly places far above all principality and power. Our affections are set on Christ where he sits at the right hand of the Father, Colossians 3:1. Right? No, they don't know what that means. They don't understand the keys of hell and death and life, okay, are in his hands. But they call themselves Christians. But what do the professors in America, what you've settled for, what you've allowed them to lower the standard to reprobate man, to those that have the audacity to call it Christianity that doesn't overcome, they've allowed you to bring it down to that level where you actually believe that that's the faith of Jesus Christ? Nope, the faith of Jesus Christ says, just like that of King David in Psalm 27, he didn't care how many people were against him. He understood that him and the Lord were the majority. And that's real faith. And it's faith that continuously rises up in the hearts of those that call themselves Christians. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came up upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. This one thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Well, guess what, friends? The house of the Lord, yes, the throne of God is in heaven. Yes, his footstool is the earth, but he's always seeking the face of God. And because he did it, he knew that God was on his right hand and he would never be moved. I shall not be moved, said King David. And the fact of the matter is, those that have been born of the Spirit know just that, and they understand what it means to overcome. But I got a question for all those that I'm addressing even now. How many times do these corrupt individuals, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, the current administration, by the way, the circle of people that you see around Donald Trump, those were the COVID-19, they were the response team on the behalf of Bill Gates that were standing around Donald Trump. Who gave stage to Bill Gates in this fraud? The current administration. How many times, let's go to the president, how many times does this COVID-19 need to be called out and exposed for what it is before you, the American people, stand up and deal with corruption? And you can rest assured, going back to my dream, okay, and something that she said, yes, the door's open, but she said it's not over with. We need to make people aware of what's going on, but the people need to stand up and fight. What was my dream 10 months ago, folks? The second wave that comes in is the Lord telling us that we have to stand up and stop it before the tsunami comes in. Hey, folks, you want to just roll over? You want to roll with the punches? You can rest assured you're only adding strength to tyranny. You're encouraging these criminals to keep moving forward concerning their assaults against the American people, and you can rest assured the tsunami's coming. And all of you bad guys, know that a tsunami's going to take you right along with everybody else that you meant to be subject to you and your powers. You, for some reason or another, have failed to understand Isaiah 14, where the Bible tells us that Satan himself wanted to ascend above his throne, but what does the Bible tell us? He was struck down. And that applies to everybody that has not learned from history. How many times do we have to go through it, Americans? How many times, how much information do we need before 330 million people stand up? Did you hear Catherine Austin Fitz say that? She talked about these globalists, and what did she say that they were afraid of? They were afraid of the 325 million people is what she said. There's actually 330 million people in this country. She said there's a lot of guns in the hands of those 325 million people. She said during this interview that these globalists are scared to death that you're going to figure out that this is a perpetuated fraud and that you are going to take it to their front door rather than them taking it to your front door. Okay? Yeah, I hear all the time. I'm getting an answer back. Yeah, no, these colors don't run. No, these colors don't run. No, 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 no. Nobody understands that these colors don't run more than those that are 6 feet under the ground, folks. Now, why don't you live for what they died for? 2 Corinthians 5:15. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Excuse me. Hey, folks, you hear that commercial, like two commercials ago? All right. That guy's got that hey voice about him. And every time I hear that commercial, I'll tell you what, it just kind of moves me. It's like that dude has got a great radio show voice for the 1970s. Hey. But anyways, let's get back to this, friends, because we're in some serious times. No question about it, right? You know, if let me say this, because people, let me go back again to those American Christian patriot conservatives. Have you ever seen the stuff that you post on live chat? I'm trying to see how it jives with the Word of God. It's always defeatism. It's always parroting what the enemy has to say. Where is it that the Word of God has a voice piece here in America? How come I never see quotes from what the Word of God says concerning the victory on the behalf of the church, like the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, or the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to flee before thee 7 ways. They shall come out against you 1 way, but again, they shall flee before you 7 ways. Or it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. or it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, or in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. You know why it doesn't come out of people's mouths? Because they don't have the Holy Ghost in their heart. And yet they have the audacity to say that they're heaven bound. But you look at their conversation and you can see it doesn't become it the gospel of Jesus Christ. It become it the doom and gloom and subjection to the fear of man, which brings a snare. Gosh, look at some of these quotes. And you guys, I mean, with all due respect to the Word of God, don't call yourself a Christian and talk like the devil. You're supposed to be a messenger of Jesus Christ, not a messenger of hell. And you're supposed to, again, bring the answers to the world, not the problems to the world. Yet the comments that I hear, I see Scripture mixed in with their, well, I believe a little bit, but I don't believe all the bit. Well, the Lord says that those that seek Him with the whole heart shall find Him, not just a little bit of their heart. And there's no such thing as in-betweenites, because He said, if you're hot or cold, I'd rather have you hot or cold, because if you're in-between, He said, lukewarm, He said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. He'll have nothing to do with you. Either let your conversation become the gospel of Jesus Christ, or don't leave your comments. For real. For real. That's it. You know, all Scripture is given by God. Inspiration by God for what? For doctrine. For reproof. For correction. For instructions in righteousness. And what do I get this week? And oh, Bradley, what are you bullying us for? What are you beating up on us for? What Bible are you reading, wimpy? What Bibles are you reading, peewees? And of course, you know who's attacking me? The capitulating spineless men. You know who's laying it to the line, friends, concerning the Word of God and standing up and doing the stuff? The women are. The Deborahs, the Ruths, the list goes on. My goodness. Either we're going to play the men or we're not. Nobody likes pretenders. Hypocrites. Hypocrites are those that pretend to be something that they're not, right? Final segment. I need to get to the topic. By the way, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Join us on the platform in which we're there today. Join us on Top Chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Let's hit this topic because it's important. What would you expect when you have 88% of the people walking around with a face diaper on? How do you think the frauds are going to react? They're encouraged by your foolishness. They're encouraged by your stupidities, your ignorance. What's destroying you? Your lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. You're encouraging those that are destroying you. Okay? What do you think they're going to do? Are they going to be encouraged to take it another level through the Hegelian dialectic? Instead of taking two steps forward, man, they've taken 10 because they've been so encouraged as to how easy the people in this country have played the fools to them. That's a fact. Ephesians 4:14. Read it when you get a moment. Hey, folks, you've always heard me say this, especially to the listeners that have always listened to me over the last how many years. The same ones selling you the virus are the ones... the same ones selling you the vaccinations. You've heard that. But let's go on. There are also the same ones trying to illegally take absolute control over every facet of not just your life, but now your children's lives. Right? Overriding parental rights. Again, keep in mind your rights come from God, not from the state. D.C. Council approves bill allowing children to get vaccinated without parental consent. If that is not a call to arms, friends... what is? Why are these people so set on creating domestic insurrection? Well, I'll tell you why. Because, again, judgment comes to mind. The Lord said that He would turn that nation into hell concerning those that forget Him. Okay, we're imploding. This is self-inflicted. Numbers 32:23 is what's taking place. Okay. The first thing I want everybody to ask themselves concerning what the government means to do now by overriding parental rights concerning vaccinating their kids without their authority or they're even in the know, where did the government get that delegated or constitutional authority? Until you can answer that, you need to basically hold the line. Because they don't have the delegated authority, nor do they have the constitutional authority. They're doing what the people are letting them get away with. That's all they're doing. Okay? Hey, folks, if you want to look at what a government out of control looks like, you have to look no further than what's being played out in real time right before your eyes. Read Psalm 94:20. Okay? The Washington Post just reported, listen carefully, a bill passed. Folks, what you need to do is you need to go into D.C., and you need to find out who it is that gave the yay to pass this bill, and every one of them should be removed and prosecuted for their crimes. Until that message is sent to these people, nothing's going to change. Right? Proverbs 16:6, put it up against it. A bill passed by the D.C. Council on Tuesday would allow children as young as age 11 to obtain vaccinations without their parents' consent. Well, how couldn't the bad guys be encouraged, friends, to go this far? You got to know that's what it's coming to. When I bring up the verse, Amos 6:3, there's a reason I'm bringing up Amos 6:3, because when you leave off judgment, Isaiah 26, verse 9, this is what you do. When you don't deal with the bad guys, this is what it looks like. Listen carefully. And by the way, Amos was the burden bearer. He was the prophet to warn the people of the judgments that were falling. Listen carefully as to what he said. You that put away the evil day. In other words, let's just comply, because if we just comply, then we'll have a peace. You'll have a false peace according to the dictates of arbitrary tyrants, but you won't have the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Just wanted to make sure you understood that. But it tells us in Amos 6:3, King James Version, you that put away the evil day. Okay, instead of dealing with it today, my kids can deal with it, right? You are the ones that are causing the seat of violence to come near to you. Because you've went along with this America concerning these face diapers and encouraging them and helping them hold up their false narrative by bearing false witness, by putting a mask on your face that doesn't even work. Just read the tag, right? You've encouraged them to bring it to your children now. Okay? See how they're so far over the line? Yep, because the people haven't resisted yet. Under the legislation, if a doctor determines that a minor is capable of informed consent, they would be, and keep in mind they get kickbacks, they would be able to seek government-recommended vaccinations their parents object to on religious grounds. There's one in every state of our union, by the way. Okay? They have no business there whatsoever. Let me say it again. They have no business there whatsoever. They could also get vaccinated against the human papillomavirus, which is recommended for older children but opposed by some parents because the virus is sexually transmitted and they object to their teenagers having sex, 1 Corinthians 6:9. See what they're doing, friends? People need to understand the children of the state doesn't have any children. Not only do they not have delegated authority or constitutional authority to force vaccinate anybody, but because people believe there's a virus that they can't prove, they've taken it 10 more steps forward, okay? And the fact of the matter is now they're going after your kids because they want absolute control over every facet of not just your life, but also your children's life. The bill, which was approved 12-1, requires that doctors send the vaccination record in such cases to the child's school, get them out of school, rather than to the parents and seek compensation directly from the insurance company without involving the parents. And what's scary about this is all the people in the medical industry that are willing to go along with it so that they might profit. Let me say it this way. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Don't deceive yourself into believing that you're not going to answer the Lord, because every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And it's appointed unto men once to die, after this, the judgment, Hebrews 9:27. Hey, folks, they're not staying within their constitutional boundaries. And the only ones that are going to hold them to it, friends, are the American people. I remind you again, the state has no children. So stand up and defend your children for their sake, yeah?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.